So hello, everybody, and welcome to our, it's a gold and gold plus an elite class. What do you want to call this? A mastermind, a call, a support call. And we added extra ones for the first few months here because we wanted to make sure that everybody got a chance to come on. Usually we do these once a month, and we've got two a month for October, November, December, just to at least October and November, just to make sure that we had enough support for everybody that needed support. So for those of you who are new, these are the calls where you come and get support on whatever is going on for you, ask questions, make comments, report successes, whatever it is that you need. So I have a list of folks that I know that I saw one from, where'd she go? Diana, who was basically saying, just coming to support everybody and celebrating the harvest as the snow starts to fall. Oh, no snow, no snow. Busy getting things processed and ready for storage and use during the winter. I'll be there. Great. So yeah, I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad I don't have snow, and I'm glad it's 80 degrees today instead of snowy. And there was one other from... Okay, Nancy, not planning to attend, but has a question. So we'll get to that. What do you feel is the underlying nutritional component necessary to achieving optimal dental health? So for Nancy, we have a whole page on the site on dental health, and there's a lot. There's not like one underlying nutritional component. It's overall good nutrition, microbiome health. The mouth has to be in good microbiome health. Mineral health is important. Blood sugar balance is important. Digestive health is important. But I highly recommend that you go visit the page on the site, and it's under the Body Freedom Foundation's diet pillar, and under there is one called Eating for Dental Health. We have a whole bunch of stuff in there, and I just added some new resources to that page for everybody from Steph Jackson. It was a presentation she did on the mouth microbiome and some recipes for some specific products that you can make to take care of your mouth and teeth that way. So there's no any one specific thing. All right, so we'll go back to my other list, which had on it, okay, answered Nancy's. And I thought I saw one from, is Marsha on? Oh, there, Barbara, I do see. Here we go. I thought I saw one from Jeannie. So let's see. So I have Barbara, Marsha.
I'm on.
Marsha, you're on. Okay, cool. Let me get your question. So this was right after Nancy's. Where'd it go? All right. There. It's like it's cutting a page off. Where did it go? It was here a second ago, and it said Marsha. I think, let me just refresh this page. It's like it's cutting off, and there's headers in the middle of the page instead of at the top. There we go. That's better. Marsha. Okay, there we go. All right. So looking at weaning off your meds, the benzos and the Ativan, still on Lexapro. Are there any supplements that will help my brain adjust to being off the benzos? Still having high anxiety, a lot of negative thoughts. And depersonalization, get relief towards the evening, a lot of stress and anxiety. So let's see. Let me get back to where I can see you. There you are. There you are. So how long has it been that you've been weaning off of it, Marsha?
I've been weaning off the Ativan since August 30th. Mm-hmm. So I'll be weaned at the end of probably the first week of November. I'll be off Ativan. I'm only taking a quarter of a 0.5 milligram tablet now. So that's 0.125.
That's very small. Yeah. Yeah.
It's very small. And I don't know that the Lexapro is even doing anything for me other than giving me weird dreams and, because I'm still having depression and anxiety, which could be from weaning. So it's a hard call.
You
know, it's hard to know. Yeah, and maybe this question isn't appropriate for today.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do, but I want to ask you a few questions. When was the idea that you would wean off of the one and the Lexapro would take its place, or not?
Well, usually when people are prescribed SSRIs, until the SSRIs kick in, they like to give something to help, and the benzos kind of work for me, at least, to right. help take the edge off, but I'm tranquilized, you know, I'm like...
Yeah, it's like you're not doing for life.
Yeah.
And so when you started to wean, is there a point at which you got to, because the end of August is a long time, so it's a long time to be weaning, so when you, was there like, okay, at first you're okay, a little bit, is there like a critical point where it's like, whoa, you know, now it's not working at all?
No. You know, some days I get some relief for a day or two or part of a day, but generally, no.
Okay. And anything else that you're changing as you're weaning?
No.
Same food, same schedule, same supplements, no supplement changes?
No.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a tough one because it's, you know, like, as you know, there's so many causes, so many underlying causes of, right, and we've got, how's your gut been? Has your gut been getting any better, worse, same?
It's a little bit better, but I, like this morning I woke up and I felt, you know, I had the burping and I didn't digest last night's food. Mm-hmm. And so it's better, but very minimally.
Yeah,
it's noticeably but minimally better.
Noticeably but minimally. Okay, got it.
Yeah,
and still as erratic as it was, or you know what I mean? Is like the days that you feel more depressed, does it seem like that's, or anxious, does that seem related to the days the gut is the most upset?
No.
No. So no. Mm-mm. No major correlation between it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. And the psychiatrist who's working with weaning you off of that, or it has she recommended any supplementation or anything else to, you know, because a lot of times when you're weaning off of something, it's like, let's just get levels of different herbs or B6 and amino acids.
Yeah, the herbs she had me on were some of the herbs that were lowering my heart rate.
Okay, so you did that. That was a change.
Yeah, so a couple of weeks ago. That's right. Thank you.
Yeah, so a couple of weeks ago. That's a shift, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Has that changed anything with your heart rate and your blood pressure?
Well, my blood pressure is still pretty good, a little bit higher on the top. And my heart rate, I don't know. I had the heart monitor on last Friday all day for 24 hours. And so I'll get a report back in about a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like last night.
So, because it could be related to the weaning off of, like, the, you know what I mean? When you're weaning off of a drug or ramping up on a supplement, if other things change, then it's really hard to, it's not a good experimental model, like, actually, you know, to be able to see what's actually causing.
There are too many variables.
There's too many variables.
Yeah.
And, you know, really looking at, given the whole thing where those herbs were lowering your heart rate too much, is thinking in terms of other things, like a lot of things that do calm you down or calm down anxiety also have that kind of effect on the circulatory system.
Mm-hmm.
Effect there. So, you know, the kinds of things I think we've talked about in the past, I don't know if you've done much with magnolia flower or magnolia bark.
I had to wait to... I remember that magnolia and magnolia were counter something, whatever the word is, to
contraindicated
with benzos. So I want to get the benzo and then start the magnolia.
And then start it. I'm just trying to think of other things that could, you know, could impact some of the neurotransmitter pathways. Taurine and B6 come to mind. I don't know if you're doing it, but I just don't. You know, given the complexity
of
where things are right now, to just try to do things other than, you know, put your feet up and meditating and chamomile tea and, you know, really kind of calm things that are pretty innocuous.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit reticent to make a suggestion as to something like more heart math, you know, more meditation.
Right.
And I know you're doing a lot of that stuff with the brain time, and you're doing all that kind of stuff as well.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, I hesitate to try to throw in a Band-Aid that might actually make things worse.
Yeah.
Right. And I know, you joined an art class and a music class and all that kind of stuff is certainly there. You haven't changed your B6 dose?
No.
Mm-mm. No, you're still doing that.
That's okay. Yeah. I think I'll wait until I'm completely weaned because there are things that I can do to support the SSRI stuff that I can't do while I'm on the benzo.
While you're on it. Right. Yeah. Exactly. And the Magnolia too, because I have a feeling that one might be a good key for you.
Okay.
All right. And then still working on the gut.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Marsha. Okay, Barbara.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. So, it looks like your question is about protein.
Yes, because I'm new to the vegan diet and being on a diet for diabetic symptoms for 25 plus years, there was animal protein at every meal. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just making sure that I'm aware of sources. Like, for example, hemp seeds are new to me. Mm. So something you might just throw out there that, and maybe I've overlooked it or maybe it's not included. I've just finished the green cleanse.
Oh, good.
And adding back even 3 ounces of particularly beef, I can see the difference.
Got it. What difference do you see?
Constipation, I'm working on my gut as well. So I've talked with Lynn about maybe some enzymes or more bitter herbs and those kinds of things. I have access to dandelion still. We haven't
had a
complete freeze yet. So there's lots of things I can do, but just wondered if there's other sources that might be added to a salad or a smoothie that I'm not thinking about.
Yeah. So for me, I never think about protein. I just eat. Right. And so I think that when we eat large quantities of the greens, especially like greens like kale and broccoli tend to be a higher percent protein. And we eat more than the little cute serving size that they put on your plate at a restaurant. You eat, big plates full.
Right.
I'm doing
about 2 pounds of, vegetables a day. Mm-hmm. Well, that's my goal. Sometimes it's just 1.5.
Yeah. But that's close. That's really close. The other thing is, before we go into specific foods, is have you downloaded the Chronometer app and tried working with that?
Not yet, but I will.
Yeah, because what that does is it gives you get a sense of, I ate this, and this amount of it had this much protein. If I just add a little bit more, then I'm adding a whole bunch more protein. And you get a sense of where it's coming from now.
Okay, great.
In terms of something like hemp seeds, what I like to do is make dressings or sauces for that. So whenever I'm having a salad or steamed vegetables or something like that, I'm going to take some sort of nut or seed that is high in the nutrients that I really want to achieve, and I'll make a sauce out of it. So like a hemp seed ranch dressing could be a good thing to put on, or a gravy kind of thing. Lots of recipe ideas in just even the Sweet Spot book. There's a section on dips and pâtés and dressings. Mm-hmm. And you can mix and match seeds and nuts in any of those. And you're good in the kitchen and all that for doing that, and make some amazing stuff with that. I just sprinkle hemp seeds on a lot of things as well. So,
right. Now, do you eat any legumes or beans or any of those?
I don't.
Okay. No,
my diet is strictly vegetables and whole food plant-based fats and a little bit of fruit. That's what my diet is.
Okay. Yeah.
And if as you're transitioning and learning, there's certainly a lot of things you can do with protein powder other than just put it in a glass and drink it as a shake. You can certainly add it to smoothies, but you can add it to, like, you can make crackers and add some protein powder to it. I make my ice cream or even right. the pudding and use the protein powder to give you that extra while you're working on improving your stomach acid and increasing the amount. I mean, typically we think we need a lot more protein than we do. How tall are you?
I'm 5'8".
5'8". So you're pretty tall. So maybe in the range of 60, 65, 70 grams of protein at the most, right? You know, probably more like 60 would be all you would need. If you're a little person, maybe 45 to 50 would be all you need.
Okay, I'm right? smaller boned. And since I've gotten off the pharmaceuticals I was taking that caused me to overeat, I'm down below 130 now. I was as high as probably 155.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, so you know, you could probably get away with 50, 55. It's usually based on lean muscle mass. So you'd really have to do like a bioimpedance or something to figure out your lean muscle mass, but about 0.8 grams of protein per pound of lean mass is what you need.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah. And then just play with it, put it in the chronometer. And even if you don't use it to track your everyday food, which is, you know, can be a pain after a while, you can just right. track a few days and get some sense and create some recipes that right. have, you know, a good amount of protein that you want to live with. And then you can just use it and vary mm-hmm. things.
Yeah, that's going to help me a bunch, because looking at those sauces and dressings, I've made several that I like, and I don't know how much protein they have. So by putting them in the app,
putting them in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. You'll get a sense of it, and you can actually play with it and say, okay, if I substitute, you know, hemp seeds for half of the almonds in this recipe, what do I get? First of all, you're going to get a better omega-3 6 ratio, but you'll also get, you know, a better protein ratio. Sesames have a fair amount of protein as well.
Sesame okay. seeds. All right.
It's a tahini, you know, and that's the easy way to do it. I get a jar of tahini and throw a couple of tablespoons in and make a really nice dressing with tahini.
Okay, I need to look up the recipes from Karen. I love the dressings at Shine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so that's in her book, that one. Don't tell them it's vegan or something like that on her website.
Okay. Yep, just looking for sources. That's really what, you know, I just don't know where to look. So that's a big part yeah. of the curve, is learning how to do that. So thank you.
Learning how to do it. And then just watching some of the shows on the Vital Healing Kitchen, right? There's a sauces right. and dressings one that we did. I think it was earlier this year, where I just made a whole bunch of different sauces and dressings.
Yeah, I was unable to attend the last Vital Kitchen, but watched the replay. So you would be proud of me this morning. I took the apple medley breakfast recipe, and I added celery and hemp seeds and some more like clove, and I said, oh, this is just like Rita Marie.
Just do it that way. Just throw it all together.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Thank you so much.
I had fun with the cheeses, and I bought this. I'm such a gadget person. I have to go get it and show it. I'm so excited. I bought this little, I was looking up mold rings. Like food rings, and I found this ring thing, and it came with two rings, and then it has this little plunger thing so you could smooth out the top, and then it has this little almost like a spatula that's the size of it, and it goes underneath. If you guys want to wait a sec, I'll go down and bring it. And I wet some of the cheeses I made the other day, ferment longer, and I didn't even add any thickeners. I didn't have to add any Irish moss, and I got them to stand up on a plate. And I'm like, I made hard cheese without any thickener. I was so excited. So yeah, I can run down and grab that. I think I will. I think Jeannie might've had a question, but I don't see it in the list, but I thought I saw your thing come through. So
some people submit RSVPs, but no questions. So.
Oh, okay. Maybe that was it. Yeah.
That was me. I did.
That was you. Just saying hi, you coming. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah. Thanks.
Does anybody want to see my cool new kitchen gadget for making cheese? Yes. Anybody else? Yeah. Okay. I'll be right back.
So Barbara, did that make sense to you? The protein recommendations Rita Marie went over?
Yes, absolutely. Because I'm really trying to do the whole food, and the protein powder, eventually I don't want to have to rely on that. And I bet I'm actually getting more protein than what I realize. I think by looking at my labs, I'm dealing with not getting hydrated, not being able to absorb it. It has to do with things in my gut and whatnot. So that affects, you know, whether or not I'm getting the full usage out of the protein I am consuming. So it's an ongoing, but I'm so new to some of the vegan protein sources. I just wanted to make sure, you know, there's not something sitting on the grocery shelf that I don't know what it is.
Yeah, no, like Dr. Emery said, you know, stick to your nuts, your seeds, and the protein powders are good for this time while you're transitioning and figuring things out, just to make sure you're getting enough. And
right. Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
Great. So, little ring, right? And so you can put the ring on a plate or you can put it right on this little thing. But the other way you do it, so I'll show you what I made. You can see,
oh my goodness.
Half ate it, but now we have this little, it's like a spatula that you can just slide right under it and I can transfer it to another plate. Is that cool?
Is that the ring that you linked in the?
It's not. I'm going to add this one.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to add this one because I the other one was just this. It was just like a couple of these.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And then I found this later. So, yeah, I want to put this one in there.
Okay.
You basically, you put it on the plate, right? And you fill it with your cheese goop. And I was able to just right away lift it up because I let it ferment long enough that it firmed up. Before that, it was like cottage cheese. So if you like cottage cheese or ricotta cheese, it's like that. So I just did this and then I pushed this down to sort of smooth the top. I could have probably done it better, but I was afraid I didn't know how it was going to work. So I wasn't pressing too hard. And then just take it off, and now you have a little cheese.
And so there's no Teflon, so you don't have to line it with the parchment paper.
You don't have to line it with anything. It's all stainless steel. That's why I was so frustrated with doing it the other day. I'm like, I don't like this Teflon stuff. But I didn't like working with the wax paper because it made it a mess. So this is all just stainless. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
The other thing,
does Angelica have the link to that to put it in the chat?
If you go, let me just go to my, I can just go to my, Amazon real quick.
Okay. That'd be great.
Look up my
I don't have access to Dr. Rita Marie's Amazon account yet, Marcia, but we'll work on it.
Yeah. And then I'll see all, oh, here it is. It's right there at the front.
I can see all the things she's buying.
Oh my God. Yeah. And it was $20 to get the whole set. So it's two rings.
What's it called?
It's called the ATECO 4952 Round Food Molding Set.
Okay.
Right now. I'm just trying to take off all the extra little, you know, the, what do they call those things, the tracking links or whatever? Let me see if this works. Here, let me just share my screen so you can see what it looks like. And, you know, there you go. So if I share my screen, my share button, I get excited by, you know, if anybody ever wants to make me happy and like, I just want to get you a gift, anything related to food. I always tell Scott, don't worry about it. Just buy me something cool that I don't have that's related to making food. I tell my kids that too, and they come up with it. So you see it? It has the two rings. It has the plunger and it has the little piece there. And it's $20.91. So I'm going to put this link, copy, into the chat. And yeah, Marcia, if you want to add that to the booklet, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to add it. The only thing is I'm on my phone and I don't know if I can access. I don't even know how to send myself the chat from my phone, only from my computer. So I'll ask Angelica later if I can't, if she can send me the link.
I'll put this link into Angelica's, you know, inter-office chat so that she can just send it to you later.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just excited by it. And then the other thing I bought, I'll show you, they're bigger though. So I'd have to make a big block of cheese, but I could also use it for a cheesecake because they're... It's expandable. So you can do whatever size you want. So if you want this small one or you want a big one, you just spread it apart. So if you're making like a cheesecake, because all my cheesecakes are in those things with the Teflon lining and I didn't like that, my cheesecake pans. But now I have this big ring. So if I wanted to make a giant block of cheese or I want to make a smaller one, but this is bigger in general than this one, right? So I didn't realize this was as big. But anyway, that's kind of cute too. Anyway, I have fun with food. So when I got this working and I stuck it in the fridge and 10 minutes later, I was able to take a knife and cut it without it falling apart. And it was actually little pieces. It was like, ooh, I'm so excited. Because I didn't put a thickener in. I know how to do it with thickeners, but I wanted to try it without the thickeners, you know, so you didn't have to worry about Irish moss and, you know, all the other kind of stuff. Just simple. Just you do it and you just have to let it go. This was a little over 48 hours. There. All right. Thank you for entertaining me with that. I love food stuff. All right. So who else before we open it up for questions? I think there was, let's see. Okay. Barbara. And I think that was it. I think we did get them all. There was the one that, but Nancy was already in there. I didn't notice. And so we're good. So who has questions, comments, needs for support? Donna. Okay. Oh, where'd you go? Oh, there you are.
So the weather has been really crazy here. And so the pressure is really low. So I've been like nonstop migraine city. Oh. Not really getting as much done as I would like to do.
Oh.
Trying to get ready for the trip. I cannot wait to be in Florida. So.
Oh, you're going to Florida. Yay.
Yeah.
Is it just you or the whole family?
No, I'm going back to Hippocrates.
Are you going back to Hippocrates? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
By yourself. All right.
Hmm?
By yourself without your son?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
So bad.
I'm so excited for you. This is perfect. And I, you know what I really admire for you is your dedication. I mean, you are just dedicated to this. And I know you tried it with your son and that didn't work so well, but to say, okay, I'm going back there now for myself, I think is amazing. Yeah. So are you looking for some support with the migraine right now? Like how to get some relief or?
Yeah, you know, my sleeping is really weird. I'm having really strange dreams. I don't know if it's just, you know, the anxiety of, you know, every time you leave somewhere, the anxiety of trying to make sure everything gets done beforehand.
Yeah. So you sleep like you're not falling asleep or you're not staying asleep?
I've always had, you know, for quite a while now, I've had problems with falling asleep, but that's probably, you know, food induced. But the, I'm having like really weird dreams, which I haven't had in a very long time. And so, you know, I wake up, you know, you wake up more exhausted and just, you know, not quality of sleep.
Right.
At all. So I'm just like constant, like, you know, more and more and more not getting enough sleep.
So it's just not like you're waking up. You are sleeping, but you're mostly in REM with like crazy dreams keeping you around. Yeah. You know, that happens a lot.
Tossing
and turning. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's not that restful when you wake up and even though you've been in bed for 7 or 8 hours, you still feel exhausted. And how long has this headache pressure been going on?
For a couple weeks now.
And is it nonstop when the pressure is like that with the migraine? Or does it come and go?
No, it's constant.
And then where is it located? Is it in the temples? Across the whole head? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I put in your folder, in your file, a couple of, probably a year ago, some acupressure points. I don't know if you've ever tried those.
Yeah, and when I was at Hippocrates the last time, he was telling me about the one.
Yeah, the one in here, right? That was one of them, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then there's another, like, if you come, like, right outside your nose, right there, it's probably a little tender, right? But one of the things you might try with that, since it's really is when you're hurting and it's hard to hold pressure there, is Amazon has them, those little pellets, the little acupuncture beads. And I had posted the link to some of them, but I can find another link on the energetics page on the Elite, in the Elite module section. But you can just stick them on there and that'll put some pressure there rather than having to walk around with your fingers sticking in. You can put them right there in here and some of the other points that I have on that sheet. Let me find that. Other people might be interested in this too. It's where's my Amazon?
And I had a question about my Google Drive stuff, the health tracker.
Yeah.
The tracker thing. It's like, it's empty.
What?
It's empty.
That's because Frances has updated the template, and it, actually it's not empty. All of your archive information is in your index under 2018. So it's all there, but now you have a fresh one with more features to add.
Right, but I'm not gonna type in all of that stuff. There's just no way.
It's still there. I told her to keep the, hopefully it is. I told her to keep like old stuff like your appointment trackers and all that can be moved. But I told her to make sure that the Master Health Tracker was there in the new one. So let's take a look at that. I'm going to give you a link to these pellets.
In that bottom link under that whole index list is where I went to. And there's my old one. But I can't use any of the new stuff because none of my old stuff is there. So it's
all right. Let me have a look at that. Let me have a look at that. Because she had asked about that, and I said, "Yeah, but make sure that the Master Health Tracker and the supplement sheets are moved into the new one." No. All right. Let's take a look. I just put the link in there if anybody else is interested. These are acupuncture beads, and you put them on acupuncture points, but you can also get the Korean hand chart, which we have on the site, and you can actually find points associated. So if you're thinking about your head, you're going to find points related to your head are on that middle finger. And what you do is you just can take a regular ballpoint pen, a retractable, not one that, you know, and you can just poke around and find spots that are like right there on these, pretty tender, right? And the rest of it isn't. So I would take one of those beads and I would put it on that point. And the way
the little ball, and it's like tape or something.
Right here. In my acupuncture thing, one of these drawers. There we go. They look kind of like this. It's hard to see because most of them are gone. Uh-huh. It's like a little piece of Band-Aid with a pellet. And what I would do is take it off. These are old. The Band-Aid doesn't work much anymore. But you'd take this and put it on the spot like that. Or you'd take it and put it on that tender spot I found on my finger. And usually what I do is I get some adhesive, like waterproof adhesive, Band-Aid adhesive type tape and put it over it. This one's completely useless because these are probably 10 years old and the adhesive has gone to kaput. Let's see if this one works.
So it's basically a little bead that's applying pressure there?
It's a little bead and it's applying pressure there, right? Okay. And you just put it on there and it can be really helpful. I've had, over the years when I've had people come in with various and sundry body complaints and sent them home with the beads and they put it on there and they just do it for an hour a day if you don't want to leave it on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it okay if I share my screen and looking at your sheet? Okay.
I had my call with Lisa and she couldn't even, she didn't have like authority to go in there anymore for some reason.
Oh no.
So
make a note of that, Angelica. Let's talk to Frances about what might have happened there.
Because I was trying to show her that that I had added some stuff to the supplements.
Yeah.
And so I explained to her that it was only in that one in the bot, you know, in that bottom link, and it's not, you know, there's the whole master tracker thing is empty.
Okay, so this is it, September 11th, 2019.
Yeah, so when I go in the tracker, there's like a list on like the left-hand side. I guess that's the index or something.
Yeah.
And then at the very bottom of that list was a link to an older one, I guess.
Yeah. Let's see, maybe it's this one. Okay, here we go. Donna Thomas, Master Health Tracker, ERC 2019, edited on October 15th. So previous so year's
master. Very bottom. Okay. That's what I go into.
Okay, so first let me look here and just see if she moved your current supplements here.
Everything's empty.
Yeah, I told her that wasn't okay, so we'll make sure she understood. And then if you go here, this is the old one. Everything's there. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, at least the supplements that I was looking for, that's, you know.
But you said Lisa couldn't get at this one?
No.
And you could, but she couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll have a meeting with Frances to make sure she understands. That, yeah, I had asked her to move some of the new pages we had into the old sheets, and she had this idea, but I think, all right, we'll get it taken care of.
I can't really use any of that new stuff because I'm not going to,
no, you're not going to type it. No, I wanted her to move all these pages that had stuff in it, except for like old appointment trackers, into mm-hmm. the new one. So let me just make sure that, so, is Isabel still one of your coaches?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's new.
She is.
She's in my small group.
Isabel and Mahewa.
Yeah.
Donna. Okay, so we're going to put in
Lisa.
Lisa. I think her thing is balance. Here, Lisa. Okay. All right, so she should have access now.
Okay.
All right, and I'll double check in with Frances to make sure that that gets straightened out. Because if it happened to you, I don't know if it's a fluke or if that's happened to mm-hmm. other people, but that's not what we want intended.
I was like, it's
I wanted you to get the new pages that we added, but I didn't want to get rid of your old stuff. So.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. All right. And when did you put the new stuff, this stuff in? A while ago, a couple of weeks ago?
No, just
a few days ago.
Yeah, probably a few days or end of last week or something.
Okay. I'll just make sure. I'm going to, in fact, just send her a note right now. All right, just so I don't forget, I sent her a note.
Thank you.
Dr. R, Dr. Rita Marie, I just checked mine and mine has the same problem.
Same problem, okay.
Exactly, yeah. It wasn't like that a day or two ago, though.
Yeah, she was, you know, I'd asked her to move some of the new pages into the elite ones, and she said, well, how about if I make a fresh one for the elite folks and then link the other one? I said, yes, as long as... You know, the empty pages are fine, but the pages that have stuff filled in it, we still need, with the exception of maybe, you know, 2018 appointment tracker that can stay in the archive. So I think we'll just have a conversation so she understands the needs and why that's important, and we'll make sure.
Yeah, it's a heart attack.
Yeah. That's a lot of work.
Okay. Like all of a sudden, no.
No, not doing that again.
No. Yeah. I'll just make sure she understands what we need. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Rita Marie.
Sure. And when do you leave for Florida?
Sunday.
Yay.
Counting the day.
The perfect time of year to be in Florida, but, you know, to go there for your healing, I think is amazing.
Yeah. It's still, you know, 80 and 74 at night, so it's still better than in the 40s like it is here.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Oh, no, it'll be nice there for a while.
I'll be by myself.
Be by yourself, and they'll make all your food. So, you know, it doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah.
Good. I know you're going to come back renewed, refreshed. You know, you'll get to have the therapies and the classes this time, unlike last time.
Right.
You probably drop a few pounds and, yeah.
And gained even more back, so.
Yeah. Good for you. I'm glad you're doing it. Who else? Diana.
I'll do a quick one. Some of us were supposed to get a 30-minute bonus phone call with you because we signed up so fast for re-up?
Re-up? Oh, already got
Never,
her.
Never heard anything about that. It just dawned on me. When do we get our 30 minutes?
Well, I don't know because Paula already got her, so I assume everybody.
No, mine was from last year.
That was from last year.
Yeah. I have not used it yet.
Right? You never used it. It was supposed to have gone out. So can you make a note, Angelica, to let Amy know that that didn't actually go out? She thought it did, but there were the five of you that joined like right away, like within minutes. And then I said, well, since some of you didn't get the email, I'll extend it. And if you open
it. Yeah, and I got in on that one.
And you got in on that. So there's like nine people that got that. Yeah, we'll make sure.
And then there's one other little thing. I'm starting to notice already that I have to back off of some of my supplements.
Wow. What's happening?
My blood pressure has dropped.
Wow.
So I'm flat backed off on my heart tonic.
Good for you.
On the number of dropperfuls I've had to, but I'm anticipating there's going to be some more of that. Anyway, that's kind of what got me thinking, you know, we might have a 30-minute call maybe in a month or so.
Yeah. And we can go over all that.
I think it needs a lot of adjustments.
Beautiful. I thought it was a 45-minute call.
I only renewed it silver. I don't have a full-time coach now, so.
Yay. Okay, cool. Yeah, absolutely. We'll make sure that that happens. Because I think, I was assuming Paula was just like, yeah, she got in there right away.
And I did.
She must have gone out, but that was from last year. You didn't get it on right away. You waited a year. Yeah.
Anyway, that's also good news. So anyway.
That's great news.
Yeah, I've backed off. My blood pressure almost got too low, so.
I had an incident the other day where my blood pressure went down to 80 over 40 or 80 over 60 or something like that. Yeah, it was pretty scary.
Yeah. Well, mine wasn't scary. It was just a surprise because I wasn't expecting it to be 106 over 68 or something. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. That's almost too low.
No, not if you're on stuff to bring it down. You've really got to be much more careful. That's why I always tell people if they're on blood sugar medication and their blood sugar drops below 80. Normally, if you're not on medication, your blood sugar drops below 80. Great, celebrate. But if you're on medication, it drops below 80, it could just keep going, right? So you have to make sure that you get in there. Same thing with
This is just in the last couple of weeks, though, since I've withdrawn from the nicotine.
Yeah.
Apparently going to affect a lot of things.
A lot of things, yeah.
Well, that was the first
down
one.
To a nice little list of supplements instead.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh, that was a bonus I really wasn't expecting, and it kind of was a surprise. But you know, my tonic has been working, and I've been keeping it. You know, I didn't want to change anything because everything's right where I want it. And then all of a sudden, it like dropped a lot, and I went, "Whoa, wait a minute!" And I thought, I wonder if you know having less nicotine is actually
absolutely. You know, yeah, we know that that's a contributing factor. So
yeah,
that's
so cool. I just dropped the dose. I don't want to, you know, I'm going to play with it, but I anticipate being able to drop that quite a bit.
And what you can do is that new sheet that we put in there that has the tracker where you can put the supplements across the top and then it calculates for you.
That's going to help a lot with that.
It's going to help us to see if you're over medicated or over supplemented.
I'm anticipating that's going to be changing a lot. Mm-hmm. So that'll be a real good way to keep track of that. So, That was a little piece of good news. And the tonic that I'm using, of course, is my homemade one. So I can't really even track that one. I can't even guess. So anyway, that's good news. Like I said, awesome. It was kind of a surprise I wasn't anticipating. So I'm starting to imagine it. All kinds of things changing.
Yeah. Well, huge difference.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah.
Thank you.
But it's already happening. So good news.
I'm excited.
I am too. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Judy, I get to talk to you next week, I think. I saw you on my calendar sometime soon.
I took that off.
You did.
I was going to talk to you about lab stuff and things like that, and I have a basic set of labs that my doctor did on the 2nd of October, but I'm not sure if you want more things than that. I've looked at I'm confused looking for recommended lists and what I should get in addition to what I already have. You know, I got the basic stuff.
Okay. When were they taken? Was it, you said the 14th of October?
October 2nd.
Okay. So they're recent. Okay. What we can do is, let's see, what's the best way to do that? So there's a list and I'll show you what the list is and I'll tell you what the things are and we can just go through that if everybody else will probably be interested in that too. I was going to do this again too on next week's full group call. I
think it's
But in anticipation of the lab retreat day. So you may actually want to hold on to the one-on-one with me until after the lab retreat. That way you've got that and then, you know, we can go from there. That way, yeah.
And maybe get lab results back and then have the appointment and talk about it.
Yeah, because then I can look at that and say, here's what else you need. But I can share with you guys, I'll share with everybody right now. There is a let me find the page.
Because my guy just does basic stuff.
Most do.
It even tests insulin level, which I know has been really high in the past.
You know, it's interesting that they would do that when you've had issues, right? It's one thing when they won't test insulin when, you know, that you're not diabetic, we're not going to do it, but you have had issues in the past.
So. Well, that doctor retired and I have a new doctor. So, you know,
yeah,
I can't totally blame him on that.
Can't blame the new one. Right. But the old
can't blame the new one.
Yeah. We're trying to change those things. So let me share my screen and I'll show you guys where to find. Okay. So when you go to the ERC main page, let me move that over. You're going to see this. It's called Gap Discovery System, Evaluate Your Health Status. I'm going to click Get Started. And one of these on here is going to talk about in part 3, instructions, lab testing.
Okay.
And then we're going to go down to action steps. So here's if you have recent work, it goes through putting it in your master tracker. But then here, review the lab testing document. So if I open this, there's also a recording. So you can also listen to this. This was from last year or year before. Whoa, what happened? This was working. Uh-oh. Go back here. Okay, let's try this again. Click here to download. I just got this up open the other day. Why is it the site can't be reached? Let me see if I click this one. Yeah, so this is from a little while ago, but you can listen to this. This one works, but why is it that, let me see, copy link address. I don't know why it didn't paste materials. I just was looking at this last week. Okay, I don't know if it's the S3 server or what, so let me try something else. There's a sample report. Yeah, somebody, oh man, something happened to this paper. This in the meantime, because I just was looking at this last week, so something got corrupted. Give me a second, I'll look at it on my see if I can find it on the back end. I still got that there. Okay, good. I'm gonna go here and I'm gonna go, what's it called? Nope. Okay, let's see. They changed. I hate when they do that. All right, here we go. All right, so it would be under materials and it would be under ERC. And let me just find the page again. You're probably just seeing blank because I'm on a different setup, but let me just see. I click here again. ERC/ERC-bloodtests.pdf. Let's see if I can find that. It might have gotten wonked out. ERC-bloodtests. Huh.
Computers.
Here, blood test list. Is this it? All right, let me open it. See if this one is it. Yeah, it's there on the server, but it's not accessing from here. Let me see if I can open this. How can I do this? I guess I just have to do a new share. Let me see. So it's here.
Or copy it or just drag it over from your second screen, maybe.
I have to do this again. It's not on the, with Zoom, I have to open it in a different, open. Mm-hmm. I have to open it with a different window. So let me go over here. I'll say stop share. And then I'll say share again. And I'll share this. And where did it go? Here it is. All right. Can you see it?
Yes.
You know what I can do? Let's see. Let me just make sure this is the same blood test list. Actually, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to actually change it on the blood tests list is what it's called. And on the page, maybe somebody edited the back end. Blood tests list.pdf. How weird. And it's right there on the server. Okay, I'm going to try copy URL. And I'm going to put this into the chat and see if you guys can see it. See if it opens from here. Try this. Okay, try clicking that. Oh, wait, I just sent it privately to Barbara Dunn. Let me check, send it to everybody. All right, try clicking that link and see if that opens. No, it's so weird. I'm gonna have to reload it, which I got it. You got it? It's something on my computer. Maybe it's a firewall. Yeah?
Yeah, I'm looking at it, Blood Chemistry Lab.
All right, it works. So maybe there's some kind of firewall problem on my computer. Anyway, Blood Test Chemistry Labs. So what it basically lists is these are the main ones that I like people to get. You don't have to get all of them, But the complete blood count, everybody needs to get. And it's usually run on, you probably, your doctor did that one. Yeah. This tells you what's in the complete blood count right down here. The comprehensive metabolic panel. Let's see.
Yeah, I've got that.
That would be this. What might be missing is iron, serum iron. They oftentimes don't put that in there. I like to see iron and ferritin, just to be complete. Vitamin D3.
I think you did D3.
Yeah. Okay, good. Thyroid panel. Usually that's an incomplete thyroid panel. So if we look at what I have down, it's the thyroid panel. Usually the doctors will do just this. If you really want to get a full picture, if you've had any kind of thyroid issues in the past,
yes,
you want to get this whole thing. Okay. And then the other one is, again, because of your history, right? Fasting insulin, you know about that. Serum ferritin, homocysteine, because of the inflammation. And then if you want to get any of these other inflammation markers. So that's all you need to do is go through what you did get. And if there's any tests missing and you want to get them, either ask the doctor to do it for you or go to runmylabs.com and you can order it there.
Probably easier than dealing with him.
That often is the case for people. Okay?
Super.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right, let me unshare. And then you're welcome to watch that little video if you want to get more information about the whys and the wherefores about that.
Absolutely. That's one of the reasons I'm here.
I like that because I think that's why a lot of you are here, because you really want to know. You don't want to just be in the dark with a doctor saying, just do this or just do that or whatever. Like,
yes,
it's your body. You own it. And, you know, the more you know about it and the more you can question them and say, why didn't you run this? Can we run that? You know, the more you're empowered to take charge. So you got it. And then I would, if I were you, I still wouldn't put yourself back on my calendar yet. Let's just do it on the lab since it's so close. And then if there's still some stuff there that we need to go over individually, then we'll do that. Otherwise we can wait and do that in a little bit.
What do you mean? Go ahead and do it next week and I'm saying
don't do your thing with me next week. Wait until after we do the blood chem as a group and see what you get from there. And then whatever questions are remaining, you'll better use your time with me privately.
Right, right.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. Good.
That's what I was thinking. And I canceled the appointment, but I needed to get the other test done.
Right. And you should be getting any day now. I know they were testing it. The link to sign up for the blood chemistry that we split it into two, because in prior years we'd end up going like 8 or 10 hours. And, you know, I don't know about you, but at the end of 8 or 10 hours, it's like, can we have a break here? So we split it into 2 5-hour segments. It may go a little longer if need be. But you get to sign up for one, not both. But you can come to both if you just want to listen and learn from other people's. And I know Diana and Paula always come to both and stay from beginning to end, because the more you hear it, the more you understand. But we'll review yours on whichever one you sign up that you want to do. And we'll be ready for you. Okay, because I just didn't want to have too many people on one day and not enough on another, because we'd go 10 hours, right? Yeah, it's one of my passions is reviewing lab and really getting, you know, explaining it. And so I love those calls, but, you know, 10 hours is a bit much. Yeah.
Somebody's all right.
Trying to call me. I don't know why. All right. Cool. Who else? Questions or comments? And I got to keep it close. Yeah, Paula. I just have to keep a close watch on time because I'm supposed to be interviewing somebody right after this. So, Paula.
Yeah, I can share the results of the stool testing that the doctor, my local doctor, did.
Okay.
I'll just say everything was negative, but they tested for a whole lot of things. Shiga 1 and 2, Giardia AG, Cryptosporidium.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got to switch to another email here.
Salmonella?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of the stuff that you would suspect in some kind of an acute diarrhea situation.
Salmonella, Shigella, Campylobacter, Aeromonas, Plesiomonas.
Okay.
And a particular strain of E. coli, 0157.
Okay. So
all of that was negative. And then the other part of the test said fecal flora was normal. And I got a big laugh out of that one.
Like they know what that really is, right?
Yeah. So anyway, well, you know, that's good news in terms of all of this. So,
yes, it's very good news because, you know, if it was something like a foodborne thing, they tested for all the major foodborne type stuff. So, yeah. Well, good.
And in the meantime, things have pretty much normalized. So, yeah.
And keep doing this, keep the stress down. I know you said in your message that it got, you know, your son and your grandson are doing better. So, you know, your stress levels go down. And sometimes we don't even realize we're stressed. We're carrying that subtle taking on other people's stress energy, right? Like,
caregiver. You know, my history has not been for this to be my experience. So if this is a whole new chapter of my life, you know, that's something I will have to really consider and work with. But my son and grandson having surgeries, you know, a week and a half apart, this is as close to my heart as it gets. So I certainly understand that the stress might have triggered all of that, but it's just a surprise to me. So,
yeah. But it's done. They're doing better now. And
you're
normalized again. And, you know, it just gives that little extra just to watch and, you know, treat your tummy with a little extra tender, loving care when stressful type things do come up.
I have not gotten an actual message from the doctor about these tests, but I'm going to talk to him about getting prescription enzymes, getting pancreatic enzymes. That was something that Steph wanted me to do earlier this year, and I decided to get the over-the-counter ones, but there's still a picture of malabsorption going on, and, you know, with testing that I've had done. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to talk to him about getting those.
My only concern with the prescription grade is pharmaceutical quality, meaning.
I know. Yep. I've looked at some of those online and there's stuff in them I don't like, but if it's a tiny enough ingredient, I hope, you know, I hope it's not.
The thing is to look at the amounts, right? So if it's something that you could triple up on, with like a transformation, which tends to be a high dose anyway, if you can.
I tried theirs. It just seems like I would have to take so many more capsules.
No, that's what I'm saying. If it's just a few more, but if it's that many more, it's not worth it. Don't they have powder though?
I have no idea.
I think, look up on transformation, look to see if you can find it. At least some of them may have powder. So that might be a consideration versus the pills. Okay. We'll see what they have to say about those. And then let's look at the ingredients and make sure that those ingredients are not going to, you know, be contraindicated for all the work you've been doing on yourself.
Okay.
Great. Thank you. Anybody else? I saw Maya just come on.
Yeah, actually, I just got back, if you've got a second, from getting a DEXA scan and a metabolism, resting metabolism.
Cool.
Rate or whatever it is. So, yeah, I was totally shocked. It, you know, wasn't as horrendous as I was expecting. I mean, I was expecting, being in percentage of body fat, like 55 to 60%.
Yeah.
And I'm not. It's like 43.5%. And I haven't been home where, you know, I could actually blow these things up to look at them. And I think my muscle was like 33 or something like that. I haven't like had time to really look over them. And it looks like the other really good thing was that, you know, for so many years I was only eating about, 800 calories a day. Mm-hmm. But, since I went keto, I was like really trying to push to raise the metabolism by having a lot more calories. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it did raise my metabolism, because they're saying that based on what they see, I should be eating like 1700 calories, mm-hmm. which shocked me. I was expecting maybe 12 or 1300.
Yeah.
But because I have so much muscle, and I guess with my metabolism, which I'm surprised, especially because of my thyroid issues. But
yeah.
So I don't know if I'll do that, but I may do that since I'm doing like 3 days a week of fasting. Like I'm going to fast Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
And then
so maybe just the other days is enough to compensate.
Exactly. And that gives you the variety if you have the fast days and the feast days,
mm-hmm.
right? Mm-hmm. That flexibility. Yeah. Metabolism. You look thinner. Have you lost weight?
No, I cut my hair off, but oh. I actually am a couple pounds higher. I can fluctuate 5 pounds, overnight. It's just crazy. I just been bouncing between I was at high today, it was 205. I was like 180, 4 or 5 days ago. 198, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm like...
180 would be great. No, 198 a couple of days ago.
Okay. Well, so, I like your hair like that, so... Just,
thanks. Yeah.
So
that may just be the haircut and the makeup.
There you go.
Well, do you want me to scan these and send them attached to an email, or do you not want to have these reports?
I would say put them up on... Just upload them to your full... Your Google Drive.
My Google Drive. Okay.
Because yeah, you give me extra work if you send them to me, then I have to put, what I mean?
No, that's fine. I just have never, I just never go in there. So I'll see.
Yeah, just go into your Drive and put them up there. Just click the new and file upload, and you can upload them right there. Yeah, cool. So you might have to scan them, but yeah, you'll have them on your
Yeah. And the other thing I've been looking into this last week is all about deuterium depletion and, the problems with deuterium. I don't know. Is that anything you've ever gotten into?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll keep exploring.
Okay. Yeah. Let me know what you find out.
Okay. Thanks.
Great. Thank you. Anything else? Let's see how many time we have. Yeah. I got to get off in about 10 minutes so I can get ready for my Facebook Live. Anybody else? We good? Yeah. Judy, did you have another? You're good. You just thumbs up. Cool.
I'm good.
Good. Good.
I'm on
mute. If everybody else is good, then we will call it a day. I'm looking at my calendar to see when our next, I think we have another call next. Okay, here it is. So we're on the 22nd. We've got... Yeah, the 31st. Well, Halloween. Woohoo! We have a call on Halloween.
We could all dress up, right?
We should. Yes. Let's do fun. What are we going to dress as? Let's come in our Halloween best. So that's on the 31st at 7. I'm going to be doing a Facebook Live with Isabel Yang. Some of you are in her coaching group. We're going to do a liver detox Facebook Live at 5 p.m. on my Facebook. And then what else is happening that week? I have a private.
Which day was that, Dr. Rita Marie?
Oh, that's the 31st.
That is the 31st?
Yeah.
What time is the call on the 31st?
Our call is on at 7 p.m. Central.
And the other one was when?
The other one is 5 Central.
Oh. There goes my, I'll be at the Halloween party instead.
Well, fun is important.
Yeah.
I'm looking to see what else we have that week. Yeah. Cool. Oh, and then we have Dr. Where is he? Oh, on Wednesday, the 30th at 5 o'clock, we're going to have a really good talk on sleep and brainwaves and some novel approaches to good night's sleep from Dr. Otis on there. All right. Well, have a great rest of the week, guys, and we'll talk to you next week. And enjoy.
Great, thanks.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yay, Maya.
That's great.
Great. Bye.
Bye, everybody. Have fun, Donna. Miss you.
Yeah, I'm so excited for you. Yay. Keep us posted.
All the best, Donna.
Send us a postcard.
Oh, yeah. Bye.